Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, July the 26th. We've got a special show out there for all of you. Welcome all our listeners from around the world, USA, Europe, and wherever you might listen. We always thank you for your support here at the Comeback Show. Our thought for the day is God puts people in your life at the time he sees fit. It is up to you to see their place in your life. Open your eyes that it could be the best ever. So to me, we know we always come across people, relationships, both good and bad in our lives, and we always wonder why these things happen. But at the end of the day, you know, God puts people in our lives for reasons that he has and reasons that, you know, are able to be seen over time. So just take the good with the bad. You know, we all have our own ups and downs. We always have adversity that we battle through. But, you know, keeping God as our centerpiece and staying in prayer and just asking him for the strength and the desire to keep moving, you know, good things can happen as well. So a lot of things to talk about. We'll have our special guest calling in about 10 minutes. I'm excited to have him on the show. But headline news has kind of been sitting heavy to me, I'm sure to all of you as well, has been this Colorado massacre. This young man, James Holmes, went to the Batman movie and decided to open fire and, you know, murder 12 people. 59, if not more, have been injured. But, you know, it's a sad, sad thing to see that something like a movie and the mindset of a man like this to come in and just decide to take some lives. And we don't know what goes on inside that young man's head, but in reality, there's just no reason and no answer that can absorb the pain of some of these families and some of these friends and some of these parents and some of these family members are going through to see their loved ones have been murdered at the hands of somebody else. And I had a chance to watch a little bit of his first day in court, and it's just bizarre behavior was just beyond me of what I've seen. And all we can do is pray for these families and pray for these people that we know that this won't happen again. But at the end of the day, you never know what your day is going to come. You never know when God's going to call you home. So just don't take people for granted. Live every day as it's your last and keep moving forward. But from that standpoint, I had a chance to watch the NBA Olympic team, and they're well on their way, I believe, to a gold medal, and I think they're going to do well. I had a chance to watch them play a little bit against Spain, watch them play a little bit against Argentina, and I just think between LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and Kobe and some of these players, they're just going to do a fantastic job to bring that gold home to us. So at the end of the day, we will see what happens in London. Another story I was following was this Penn State story. Unfortunate for these young men that what Sandusky has done and Joe Paterno to this university has pretty much turned this university upside down. And you kind of wonder now what kind of legacy did Joe Paterno really leave to Penn State, because this Coach O'Brien is going to have to do a tremendous job to turn this program around, because for the next 4 years they are banned from any kind of bowls and the scholarships are reduced, and Penn State got fined $60 million. I personally feel that these players are going to take a mass exit out of Penn State and choose other schools. I know the running back Red is meeting with USC And I honestly think that they're just going to sit there and have a field day, because how are you going to compete if you're Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma, USC, these schools, when it's wide open for these players to go ahead and leave and do what they have to do to solidify their future? So you can't really blame them, because when they signed their letter of intent, they didn't sign to do this. So it'll be really, really interesting to see how that ends up panning out with these players, of if they're going to stay, if they're going to go, or, you know, what they're going to do. But it'll be really interesting to see how that pans out as well. So best of luck to all those guys and their decision-making as well. The Dwight Howard situation, the NBA has got me perplexed. I know that Rob Hennigan came out to California out here to meet with Dwight, and Dwight reiterated again that he wants to totally be out of that Orlando situation. He thinks it's time for him to move on. I personally think it's time for him to move on as well. I think he's kind of worn Welcome out. I think he's kind of had everything up to his neck about, you know, the future of the Magic. I mean, players are leaving. Jameer Nelson re-signed there, but Ryan Anderson got traded to New Orleans. And so I just think really it's time for him to move on. This has turned into a big, big soap opera. A lot of chaos has been going on. You don't know if they're going to hold on to him until January, if he's just going to play this season out and end up testing the free agent market next year. But there's a lot of unanswered questions that have to be answered. And Rob Hennigan and the Orlando Magic are going to have to identify that right away, because to have a franchise player like Dwight Howard, a disenchanted superstar who wants out, they have to come to some kind of conclusion to let this man move on. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to have that kind of dissension within the team. You don't want to have players bickering, players closing doors and not really talking much, and Dwight causing some kind of friction. But he's made it clear that he wants out, and I hope they can find a situation that he can go to that's going to be best for him and his family and for his future. I was reading online a couple of days ago, and I've been kind of following just daily, this Michael Jackson kid story has got me kind of perplexed for the fact that Janet is stepping in, Randy is stepping in, Catherine went MIA for some days, and now TJ has taken over the guardianship for these kids. And you're talking about three kids that I believe are very, very, very fragile right now. Their dad, you know, passed away. They're leaning on the family for their guidance. They don't have that parental guidance that's really needed. So coming from a broken home, they need some kind of guidance. It'll be really interesting to see how all this pans out. You see the media with Janet. You see her slapping the cell phone to Paris. And, you know, Paris is 13. These kids aren't, you know, small kids anymore, and they are very much aware of their surroundings and things that are going on. And it's unfortunate that to see this, because at the end of the day, they are going to become young adults. You don't want them to be grown up scarred, and you don't want them to continue to have this kind of animosity towards the family, because families, you know, that stay together and work together through these things, they make it means a lot for, you know, for their growth. I mean, my mom, I either talk, text, or email my mom every single day. We talked, and, you know, she was bringing up to me the situation with our own family, the own trials and tribulations that myself and my sister, my brother, went through as young kids. And the thing is now we're closer than ever, but sometimes it takes a while for you to understand why these things happen, to embrace the growth that you have as a young man or as a young woman, because at the end of the day, our parents don't do anything intentionally to sabotage our life or to give us any kind of turmoil. So the things that are going on inside the Jackson family, we all don't know the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We basically can only do and only see the same thing the media sees. So, you know, we just got to pray for them and hope that they can get this figured together. And then you wonder, you know, how would Michael respond to all this, and what would happen, you know, if he were alive? Would it be, the situation still be occurring, or would it not? But these questions we don't really know. But at the end of the day, it remains to be seen of what takes place. But the free agency situation is alive and well in the NBA. I've been following it like crazy, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this NBA season, you know, pans out. Jeremy Lin is officially a Houston Rocket. after New York decided not to match the offer. But, I mean, I believe it was the best decision for New York. It's going to cost them a lot of money. Jeremy Lin made a lot of money now, but he's still unproven by NBA standards. I mean, he put in a partial of a season, 25, 30 games, had a phenomenal run, taking nothing away from him. But it's going to be real interesting to see of how that pans out with him being in Houston as well. And you look at another player like Omar Asik did not get his offer matched by the Bulls, and they just felt it was just too expensive for him to remain a Bull. And so now he's officially a Houston Rocket as well. And it's an amazing amount of money that, you know, these players are making in the NBA. And so these teams are looking to the fact that, you know what, how much are they actually worth? I mean, how much do you pay an NBA player? How much do you feel that player is worth, and what is that based on? So the free agency situation, these players are getting an astronomical amount of money, and some players are actually taking less. You look at a guy like Grant Hill, who took less money to sign up the L.A. Clippers, but obviously he saw something in the Clippers' growth. I think the Clippers are going to be a fantastic team in the West. I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the West besides the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I believe they're going to make some noise. They just agreed to a deal with Ronnie Turvey on a one-year deal, so it'll be really interesting to see how they pan out. The Lakers had a good chance to sign one of my friends, Antoine Jameson. It sounds like he's very excited to be in L.A., very excited to be a part of the Lakers tradition, and I wish them all the best. But it's going to be really interesting to see. You know, where some players end up who thought they were going to get bigger deals and got less deals. Randy Foy took a year deal with Utah Jazz, and you know, there's other players like Ronnie Brewer signing with the Knicks, but it's going to be really interesting to see. I believe a dark horse is going to be somebody like the New Orleans Hornets. They just had a sign and trade with Robin Lopez, Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon's back. So it'll be really, really interesting to see how all this pans out in NBA free agency. But at the end of the day, the NBA is a business. It is a money-making, profiting business. So that's where, you know, things come into effect about where these players are going. You look at a guy like Andrei Kirilenko, who's coming back from Russia after playing for a couple of years, and looks like he's going to be signing with the Timberwolves for 2 years, $20 million. So the money is obviously there. It's just interesting to see how everything, you know, pans out. And then you got a guy like Dwight Howard, who's pretty much ready to go. So, you know, at the end of the day, it'll be really, really interesting to see how this thing pans out. So, kind of welcome again this week to the Comeback Show with Tony Farmer. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to be back with my special guest who will be on the line. I'm excited to have this man with us. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. Welcome everyone to this week's show of the Comeback with Tony Farmer.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm excited to talk about my next guest on the show. I have a long, long relationship with this man. I'll tell you a little bit about him. He's involved in an up-and-coming brand who at one time I felt was the biggest basketball brand, you know, out there consistently. He's been with Reebok. He's been with Dunk.net. He's been with designing a lot of shoes. He's been very, very successful in the apparel game and the shoe game. And I want to welcome everyone to my show, my good friend, the president of branding for N1, Mr. Rob Purvey. Rob, are you here?
I'm here. I'm here. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. First, I want to just thank you for having, you know, being a guest on my show. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, Rob, as you know, in the basketball world and the apparel world. So just kind of tell our listeners of how your journey began.
Oh, wow. A little while ago. I'll just call it a little while ago. You'll kind of get a context of how long as I go through it. But essentially, I grew up on the streets of Philadelphia. My mom would probably be upset if I said that because I was in the house. But but I grew up in Philly, loving the game, loving sports, loving academics. Got into the game the way a lot of us have. I think me and your backgrounds are pretty similar as far as that. When it was time for me to accept the fact that I wasn't going to be able to play at the highest level, I had to figure out how to still stay around the game. So as you mentioned earlier, I started off with Reebok and started off as a field rep. Just basically being ambassadorial for the brand out there in the tri-state area between New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And eventually a great opportunity came for me to learn the ins and outs of the manufacturing side of the business. And I moved to the Far East back in the late 80s. And I lived in Busan, South Korea for about 2 years, learning the manufacturing side of the game. Got promoted from there, moved to Bangkok, Thailand, still doing the same thing on a slightly higher level. Expressed interest in getting involved with product development, ended up moving back to what, for me, being from Philly, was another foreign country called Boston, Massachusetts. And I went there and got into product development and eventually was one of the leaders of the global product development thing for Reebok. So all of that ended up being about 12 years, moved over into brand and product marketing, left there, went to Adidas, and headed up that Adidas basketball for a couple years and then got involved with Dunk.net with Shaquille O'Neal, then hooked up with you, obviously. And from there, I stayed involved with the creative side, the branding side of the game, spent a little time in action sports. And a few years ago, the opportunity came to me to resurrect N1. And next thing you know, me and you hooked up, and it was time for me to get on the call with you so we could talk about the things that's going on with this brand and the things that we can do to move the basketball category forward.
That's great. I mean, so much has gone on with N1 in the last 12 months, new ownership, new logo, new location, new slogan. How do you feel about that transition over the last 12 months?
Well, very excited because I think that a lot of the things that I've learned in that journey I briefly described came in really handy because I think of all of the different various jobs I've had the opportunity to be involved with, I found that my passion and my love is actually in the branding piece. And with this particular specific situation with N1, the challenge and the opportunity was to be able to maintain the DNA of what made the brand great, but also being able to express it in a 2013 type of way. So that's really what that's all about. The new, you know, our tagline, I think, really just makes it really simple. It takes a complicated situation and simplifies it because our tagline is dedicated to all things basketball. We, you know, N1, I think everybody that's familiar with the brand is a true, authentic brand. It came from speaking to the baller. Even if you look at the silhouette of the player, it's not a specific individual. It's all people who love the game. It's the faceless, raceless, ageless player. So having that as the assets for me to build from kind of presented a challenge to maintain the authenticity of the brand, but how can I tell it to a consumer in the 21st century?
Right. Now, when you look at the growth of N1, I remember, You know, back in the day, I was the second client ever to sign with N1 besides Stephon Marbury. And I remember when I first joined, I got these big, humongous shoes. They were like boats. And I told myself, you know this brand is going to end up making it. I know they're going to, you know, make a splash because I believe in what they're doing. And I like the business model. And I remember the old N1 was a lot of trash talking on the T-shirts, a lot of, you know, different things, you know, with the shoes. And now, you know, when you look at the players today that are coming as far as like a professional athlete, you hear a lot that their style of play is attributed to where they come from, their neighborhood. You see guys have their neighborhood on their shoes. My guy Darrell Wright has his name on his shoes. Kobe has his name. Is that the same thing that you're doing when you're looking to grow the brand now and one of doing the same thing of kind of where your roots come from, Rob, of putting your same kind of touch on the brand?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, the opportunity is even greater and the responsibility is greater because, and I really stress the 21st century piece of this because now we have the advantages and sometimes the disadvantages of being in the digital era. So personalization is so important because I think all of us who love the game, all of us who play the game, know that basketball is all about self-expression and it's about you representing yourself while still being inside a team concept. That's
right.
Probably one of the main reasons why I love the game. So, absolutely. I mean, the guys that we just signed, you know, and we've kind of wiped our whole sports marketing slate clean at an NBA level, but we just recently signed the Morris Twins, who I'm really excited to be with. And there was a motivation and a plan and a strategy behind that because aside from the fact that I think these guys are perfect to join the brand was born in Philadelphia, and they're from Philadelphia, and 2013 is the 20-year anniversary of the brand. So I think you can – with slight common sense, you can see the synergistic aspects of why that would make a lot of sense.
Right. Now, I remember, you know, back out when N1 first came out, and I remember when I first joined them, I had a lot of appearances to go to a lot of the street ball tours, and that's kind of where I felt N1 built their name because, as discussed with you before, you know, Nike really is not a basketball brand. They're a running shoe company that has a basketball side, and we all know that Jordan has built that brand, and now you have, you know, LeBron James and the golf, and you have Tiger Woods. But, you know, N1's strategy originally was a lot of street ball, trash talking, promotion of the tours, and I remember the Hot Sauces, the AOs, the Skip to Malou, the Professors, these guys were a big piece of N1's growth. What are the goals of N1 now as far as like the foreseeable future? Because I know that N1 has a building. I told you before, tweeting, I'm so glad to be reconnected. What's N1's foreseeable future? Because I believe they can have a chance of being one of the top basketball brands out there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, that whole thing with the mixtape was, I think the word phenomenal is probably an understatement. And what we've done is we've resuscitated the street ball component. Over the last year, we've been doing a lot of games outside of the U.S. because I think your avid listeners, some of them might not be aware that the brand may have taken a dip and kind of gone away from consciousness domestically. But in over 20 markets around the world, the brand, primarily because of the street ball thing, is still alive and very, very relevant and very vibrant. So we've created a property called N1 Live. Anybody can go to n1live.com and check it out. But what we've done is we've done what I think that any person or entity that builds a team does. It's a mixture of veterans and new guys that are taking the heritage and the lineage to the next level. For instance, Hot Sauce still is with us. 50 is with us. Silk is with us. And we keep an open door to rotate some of the legendary guys in and out when they're available and when that particular venue deems, something we can do. But at the same time, we got a new guy, which some people may know out there named Worm, who basically just jumped over 6 guys recently and is qualified in that Sprite competition that's going on across the country right now. And he's going to play on LeBron's team when LeBron's team plays Kobe's team at All-Star Weekend in Houston next February. And we have Guy Dubois, who's an actual French guy who literally jumps over a car for real, like over the part you sit in, not over the hood, not taking away what other people do, but he actually takes the ball under his leg and dunks it, and he's only about 6'3 or 6'4, so it's a really impressive feat. So those are the type of things that we're looking to do because I think N1 without the street ball component is not N1.
Right.
And again, as I said earlier, we're dedicated to all things basketball, so we would be remiss if we didn't embrace every aspect of this game that we truly love.
Right, and I definitely feel the same way, because when you look at how N1 has built their brand, and even though they've changed ownership, even though, you know, it's kind of been back and forth different things with you being the right guy in charge, I don't think N1 would be the same if they didn't have that street ball component, because when you look at an everyday child coming from a poverty-stricken area, N1 has always been one of those shoes that's been affordable for all ages, no matter what your income bracket is. A guy can't go out and buy the Kobe's and LeBron's and the Jordans because the price tag is just way too strenuous on them. And when you look at from the endorsement standpoint, from a professional athlete, you got the Morris twins who are from Philly. They went to a big-time program in Kansas. They both got drafted in the first round. So we all know the story. So as far as like looking to when you add a professional athlete to, you know, to your client list, what are you looking for as far as like an NBA player?
Well, you know, first of all, I think someone who is not necessarily in the game because of how much they make. I think we all want to make a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. But one of the things I look at is someone who the money comes from the fact that you're playing at the highest level when you get that. I think all of us, you know, I'll use this guy. He's not an N1 guy, but I think he's probably a great example as a superstar. I think all of us probably agree that if there was no money in basketball, Kobe Bryant would probably still play basketball.
Exactly.
Because we know the guy loves the game. So, I mean, that's the first component. I also look for an individual who has that edge, who has that element that comes from being from the real authentic aspects of the game, but at the same time is conscious of the things that they're representing themselves, they're representing their family, they're representing their school, they're representing their brand that they're partnered with. So those are the two of the things that I look at just straight out from the beginning. And then, obviously, the next thing you got to look at, and let's just be real about it, we love the game because if you can ball, you can ball. So, obviously, we're looking for people who can ball.
Definitely.
You know, for those, like, you know, to really look at it from a basic aspect, those are the things. In terms of selling shoes in particular, there's always two reasons, in my opinion, why you sign or have someone endorse your product. Number one, you want to sell products. So if it's somebody that has that it factor that can actually influence people to buy the product, you want that guy. The secondary reason is authenticity. You want to sign people who are authentic to the brand. If those two things aren't part of your strategic planning of why you want to partner with a player, then I really start kind of scratching my head and wondering. I think we all sit around from time to time and say, why did they sign that guy? How did that guy get that deal?
Right.
I don't want to be a part of nothing like that. Those are my two things that I look at. People that's going to bring authenticity, that's going to represent the brand, and then people who can obviously move properly.
Right. And what was interesting, though, speaking from my own career, is when I met you in Denver 12, 13 years ago, and with my good friend Chris Christmas, and when you guys were talking, we're just talking about Dunk.net, and I remember being in Denver holding your son, who I just saw a couple weeks ago. I didn't even think it was the same person. You know, the thing that really intrigued me, Rob, was the fact, like, I knew you were solid in your growth. I knew you believed in the brand. And when I took those Dunk.nets and I wore them that game, I said, you know what, this is the right kind of fit for me. And I continue to stay loyal to the brand. You guys did a fantastic job with me with Dunk.net. I was promoting what I can, you know, doing stuff with Shaq, doing stuff with the All-Star games, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's amazing how God works, because as soon as I heard that you were back with N1, and I remember when I first joined N1, they made me feel so important. Seth and those guys flew me back to Roseville, Pennsylvania. I saw the headquarters at that time. And now you're back with the brand again, and I'm back in L.A. You're in L.A., and now we've had a chance to reconnect. It's just been really amazing on how, you know, God works things out, and you look at the person that who you want to have the brand. And one thing that I've looked at myself is, a lot of times you look at the NBA player today, they really don't appreciate what the people that they're with, as far as like the endorsements, you know, everything, you know, like that. You look at that, they don't really appreciate the brand they're with. And now when we reconnected, you gave me these shoes back with N1 again. I put them right on the way in the Summer Pro League, and it kind of feel like we just left off and never missed a beat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that's why I'm standing here laughing right now, because those are the things that, you know, almost from, you might as well say it, from divine intervention. That means it was meant to be, because we're all part of this fraternity of the love of basketball, which allows us to see the common likes and the compatibility aspects of things that's not necessarily on the court. Because I look at basketball like this. Basketball is life. Life is basketball. And I think that if you look at it from that aspect, the tools and the things that you need to be successful when you play the game and you play on the team, those are the same tools that you need to be successful in your life.
You're right.
It's fantastic. You know, and that's why I was glad. And I've always prided myself on being part of a group or an entity that strives to make sure that, you know, clearly, obviously, the shoes need to look wearable. They need to have some aesthetic appeal. But the function and the form is always something that I, you know, pride myself on as well. And I always tell people, the greatest compliment I get when somebody walks off the court is when they say nothing, because I don't know anybody that really is on the court and while they're playing going, oh, man, these shoes are so good. You just want to do your work.
Exactly.
And your footwear needs to accentuate and complement your work. So when somebody doesn't even say anything, just walk by me and they stay partners with me and they continue to want to get shoes from me, that means that I did a great job with building the product that they need.
You're exactly right. We're going to take this quick commercial break, everyone. I'm on with the president of Branding for A&1, Mr. Rob Purvey. We're going to be back with more, a whole lot more. There's some exciting things that are going on with the brand that you guys have no idea what he's putting together. So we're going to take this quick commercial break and come back with Rob Purvey and Tony Farmer on the Comeback Show this week.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Lockdown coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. This week, our Comeback Show have President of Branding, Mr. Rob Purvey, my friend from about 12, 13 years. Rob, one thing that you and I have always discussed, you know, life is all about relationships, especially when it's business. And, you know, I'm excited to be back home, I'll say, with A&1. And, you know, from that aspect, there's been some transitions. It has been great. There's been some affiliations now that are really good. So tell me about the affiliation that has just, you know, transpired with the league back in Philadelphia. That's your hometown. We just got involved with. What's going on with the league back there?
Well, you know, I think, you know, just to get that whole piece of the conversation going, you know, we're real fortunate that as of January of this year, we moved into this new ownership group, which is actually based in New York in Manhattan, called Galaxy International. Who is a group of industry veterans on the footwear and apparel side that are as passionate about the game as you and I are. So we're real blessed that they've given me the reins to be able to do some of the things that I'm about to describe, starting off with the PMBL, which is the Philadelphia Man's Basketball League. And you can visit the website at pmbleague.com. Fantastic situation. It's essentially a league that mimics, and almost a tongue-in-cheek, but very serious way, the NBA. There's 28 teams in the league. The league is geared for people, men that are like between the age of about 19 and 40 years old. They play four games a night at four different venues from Monday through Thursday around Philadelphia. It's fantastic. It has everything that you would think of. The website, and for those of you who take the time to visit the website, you'll see that it's laid out and information and it's tracked and the statistics are pretty much on the same level as the NBA. Probably one of the best anecdotal stories I can tell is I was with a gentleman one night after they won the Moses Malone division, because there's three divisions, Moses Malone, the Dr. J division, and the Charles Barkley division. And after he won the division, I was complimenting him on his three-point shooting. And I said, man, do you want something to drink? Let me get you a beer. And he turned to me and said, no, I got to go prosecute somebody tomorrow morning, so I got to go. That's just an example of the type of individuals that are there. But the league is so well run, some ex-Division I players and a couple people who had a cup of coffee in the NBA have actually joined this league as well. So we're really excited because that, to me, speaks to being dedicated to all things basketball.
Right. With that being said, you know, N1 is a presenting sponsor for the 39th year of the Southern California Pro League, which had just begun July the 15th in L.A. this summer. It's doing well. How did that affiliation come about, and how is it helping both N1 and the SPL?
Oh, man, I mean, that was so fantastic. I mean, I get excited about that every day when I get up. We're so busy and we're getting this thing going. It's so rare that I get a chance to answer my corporate office phone in Long Beach. But that particular day, I happened to pick up the phone. A guy by the name of Walt Thompson, who was the vice president of operations for the SPL, called me in some kind of way, again, maybe divine intervention. He and I clicked right away. He told me what they were doing to try to resurrect the Summer Pro League in Los Angeles, which is very synergistic to the things that we're doing to resurrect this brand. And after having a couple of really fun, intense, but serious conversations, we decided to partner and become the title sponsor of the resurrection of the SPL as we resurrect N1. So it's fantastic. I think it's about 14 teams in it. You're playing in it. So this gave me and you an opportunity to have the opportunity to catch up. You have some international play in it as well. You have, teams from far away as Japan. You have the team that you play on as well, the Slam, you know, of the ABA. There's an IBL team in it as well. It's a lot of fun, and it's actually a great example of the fact that basketball is much bigger than what most people think of when they look at the way the game is presented to them from the other branded companies.
Right, and I definitely see the growth of N1 and the SPL for further and further in the future as well. I believe the second year is going to be fantastic. I mean, I'm sure between yourself and me and Walt and everybody involved can help even grow it better. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that ends up being producing even more. But one thing that you and I had a chance to talk about, you know, for probably for many years is why haven't there just been a line that has been to women, going towards like the street ball, going towards, you know, the sexy point of basketball. But one thing that has been really, really exciting that I'm sure you want to announce is that you just agreed with the CEO of the Lingerie Basketball League, Nina Keiko, to be the official apparel sponsor, et cetera. A lot of exciting things with N1. So talk a little bit about that. And I know you're excited about that as well. And they have their draft party tomorrow in Hollywood. So that relationship looks like it can be a long-standing relationship and really open up another side of N1 that has never been there.
Well, you know, one thing I don't want to be is hypocritical, and I think you heard me say earlier in our conversation, we're dedicated to all things basketball. So with that being the case, that was, I hate to use an overused cliche, but that was a no-brainer. You know, I'm so excited to be involved with that because I think that it has such huge potential. It's already successful in its own right in the space that it's in. So I'm looking at that very similar to how I've looked at the other two promotions, leagues, that I described earlier. It's we're all in the same type of situation. And again, if you look at the sorority/fraternity of basketball, it makes sense for us to become partners with an exciting new concept that I think has tremendous legs and has a repercussion that is of international proportions.
Exactly. And one thing that I'll touch on that excited me, that, as you know, Rob Nina has done a great job of building his brand. These are some outstanding looking ladies. I had a chance to observe the tryouts. They got the draft. And one thing that the reason why I know you took on the league, because it really does fit your brand. It's not the WNBA. They're not trying to be the WNBA, but you're talking about a chance to really make their mark of even talking about branding shoes, branding some of the women, tour teams with some of the N1. So it's just amazing how things come together between two people to be a perfect fit. And that's why I felt the Lingerie Basketball League would be a perfect fit, not only because of Nina being in charge, but it's just the direction that she's going with the league and how N1 sees it, because you're a visionary person. When you had a chance to see the video, come up with idea of what kind of shoes you can come out with, right? Your mind, and I know your wills, just started to turn ASAP.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, again, that having that mantra of being dedicated to all things basketball makes my job a lot simpler, because when something comes across my desk, if it has some componentry of that, that makes it easy to do, or the right thing to do, or the thing you want to do. And, you know, I think the thing we haven't really touched on yet is the players who are in the Lingerie Basketball League are true basketball players. So
right.
It's not like this is some... this isn't like the, you know, some mock thing or something that, you know, for obvious reasons you would be interested in watching, but they're actually really serious, dedicated to the game.
Exactly. And those are things that even, you know, led me to say, you know what, I definitely want to get involved. I want to get people in my circle like you involved and had a chance to do it. But one thing you look at is, you know, you look at a player like JoJo McCarthy, where her sister Jenny McCarthy is a well-known model, you know, Playboy person, Baywatch. And then you got, you know, Rob Kardashian checking out the game. When you're looking at branding, this to me I can see is a perfect form of branding, because of the fact that the message that you're presenting is bringing sex to the basketball. It's not the WNBA. It's not an overseas. But we can look at this being a global product that you can be able to give a lot of growth to. And as well as I know you like to be on the forefront of something authentic.
Yeah.
And for people to say, how come I didn't get involved in that? The Nikes, the Adidas, and Reeboks like that are going to be kicking themselves later saying, how did this come about? Because, you know, I'm looking at something like a Lingerie Basketball League player with the Morris win and the photo shoot that's a different component dedicated to all things basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You summed it up. We're like, if we were standing with each other right now, I'd be doing the two fingers back and forth between our eyes. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. We're on the same page. And it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to working with you, working with those leagues I named, the additional things we're doing. We're also doing a lot of grassroots stuff. We're about to get into some AAU things. We're about to get involved with you on your coaching thing that you're doing at the collegiate level as well. We got a couple of high schools that we're sponsoring now, a couple in Philly, a couple other things we're looking at. And as of last night, it shows you how fast things are going. As of last night, we've actually just sat down and decided to come to a partnership on a collaboration level with the Rucker property as well. So we'll be doing some N1/Rucker League co-branded apparel and having some footwear influence in there as well.
Well, that's going to be great, because I definitely believe there's a lot of synergy things. I know Nina just booked a sponsor with Alma Tequila, and just past how the Rucker League comes up. I just think globally N1 is definitely moving in the right direction with that. And one thing I'm excited about is just not so much of the fact of like a Nike, Rob, like a Reebok, where they're just so much in this bucket that they stay in the bucket. I believe whenever you branch out dedicated to all things basketball, N1 is not trying to become a running shoe brand. They're not trying to become an extreme game company. They're staying within their niche, and that's how companies become successful, of staying within what got you there.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, and you can imagine a lot of times to expand the brand, I have some other category opportunities come my way. And again, you know, I think the expertise that I was able to develop at other brands throughout my career, you know, I have a pretty good level of understanding of a lot of those other categories. But again, that helps me understand what I don't need to do, as well as it makes me and helps me to understand what I do need to do.
Right. I mean, the thing that I look at more than anything when I look at a lot of these brands being built is, you know, we've talked a little bit before about how Under Armour came and their compression shorts and things like that. They've done well with that. But dipping into the shoe game with the basketball shoes and things like that, I don't really think they make a great product from that standpoint because of the fact that that's not really their niche. And one thing that you've done a great job is in creating N1's niche, and the growth is going to be beyond belief because there's things that the N1's sprinting to, there's things that N1's jogging to, and there's things that N1's walking to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and the thing, you know, I think that is important is we stay within the focus of how we can be the best N1 we can be. So I think if we do that, it won't necessarily be about the competition because we love to compete. But if you're being the best that you can be, then you're already going to be ahead of the game.
Right. And that's one thing that I look. So we're going to take this last commercial break with President of Branding for N1, Mr. Rob Perry. Be back with the last segment of our show with some closing thoughts in the end, things where you can catch N1, things where you can catch me, and the exciting announcement coming tomorrow at the draft party as well. We'll be back with this commercial break with Rob and Tony in 2 minutes.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Tony Farmer, your host of the Comeback Show with Mr. Rob Perry. Perry from N1, just excited about having him on the show as well. Rob, one thing that we talked about is that it's always good to get your brand out there. And I know you had a fantastic meeting with Foot Locker and a lot of other people that are still on the horizon as well. And one thing that we look at is the direction of where N1's going. What's N1's ultimate goal as a company right now?
Oh, we want to be the leader in the category. I mean, that is bottom line. I mean, that sounds like a crazy situation when you look at the dominance of some of the other players out there right now. But, you know, as I said earlier, if you really focused on being the best that you can be, you'd be amazed at what happens. And I always tell kids, you know, just like way back in the day when we used to watch BET, you know, you're supposed to shoot for the moon because if you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. And I've always had that as my mantra. So we're really excited about being partnered with some of these fantastic groups and entities that you and I have kind of discussed earlier. We're really excited about being able to take our product to the next level, making the best product we can make. You know, one of the things I always kind of laugh at because it's a tagline that we use now because, you know, I think anybody who follows footwear knows that we're living inside this lightweight era. You know, everything is lightweight, lightweight. It's got to be light. And we concur. But what we do at N1 is we make shoes that are the right weight. So Anybody else can do what they want. But you'll see as you look at our collateral, you look at our catalogs, you look at our brand message, you'll see that we're dedicated to making shoes that are the right way. And
right.
I can't explain or describe the excitement and anticipation that we have as a group that 2013 is the 20-year anniversary of the brand. That's the next big thing that's going down. And, you know, I think anybody that's been around more than 20 years, still, it blows them away that AM1 is 20 years old. You know, I think we look at some of the other brands out there as, you know, the older, more established brands, and this is kind of an upstart, irreverent brand that came along in 1993. But it's 2013 next year. And with all the things that we have at our disposal now, with the support of fantastic ownership and with the collective strategic thinking and passion for the game that we all have, this 20-year celebration is going to be like a year-long party.
Right. And you know, and I'll piggyback on that because one of my listeners sent me a message telling me that as a blue-collar worker, they really appreciate the price point of N1. N1 has never been priced out of the market, and that's one thing they appreciate. And that makes me feel good because, you know, the people that listen to the show, they love to give their comments about, you know, different things. And when you look at the growth of N1, it's kind of like a rebirth of a new N1 with a new company. We just talked about of the events that N1 has a chance to get involved with. And it's interesting that we're talking off air, talking about, you know, our friend Nick with the Venice Basketball League, what he's trying to do, and he's going to have a tournament that, you know, I know Nina just signed with to do it outside with the Venice Basketball League where her girls are going to play in a game as well. And those are kind of models that I know, like, you're excited to be a part of because it really stays within the realm, Rob, of that N1 mentality because it's outside at Venice Beach. N1 has always built their brand on street ball, and so it's events like that that you choose to be a part of that really constitute what N1 is doing as a brand.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and that's why, you know, as you mentioned, we were speaking off air, you know, you brought up the Venice thing, and I was able to describe to you that I'm actually talking with Nick about some other things and with, you know, with regard to him bringing some of his players and being involved with the L.A. Summer Pro League as well. So it's all like a big, giant. You know, you go to a family reunion sometime and you meet some cousins that you didn't even know, but they're your cousins and they're your family immediately.
Exactly. And that's one thing that's excited me about having this reconnect with you with N1. And, you know, it's just exciting to see the growth of the brand and for a person like me to see that you're in charge, the right man in charge, and to see that the brand will definitely grow. And I know tomorrow you'll be flying back to LA and you're going to be at the Lingerie League draft party. I'll be there as well. You'll be able to announce your agreement and exciting with the league. I'm sure the girls will be on fire because they have no idea what's going on, have a chance to introduce you. So I know you'll be excited to be a part of that as well. But, you know, ending on that note, let everyone know how they can get a chance to find out more about N1, what they're doing, events and everything with that. Let them know how they can get in touch with N1 and yourself.
Well, you know, the best thing is anybody get on Facebook. That's probably one of the best, easiest, and most updated ways of keeping up with what we're doing. So if you get on Facebook and just find N1 Basketball, you'll be able to plug right into the family. And the easier way to go about that would be to go to n1.com, and there's actually a Facebook icon on the landing page. If you click on that, that brings you right into our community as well. You can go to n1live.com, which will plug you into what we're doing from a global street basketball aspect with the team that we have touring. And shout out to Linda Hill, who actually runs that whole piece of our business and doing a fantastic job. And then as far as getting in touch with me, my email address is rob.purvy, and Purvy is P as in Paul, U-R-V like Victor Y, at n1.com. If you go any of those routes right there, you'll be able to connect with us, find out what we're doing, and we're very, very interactive, and we love to speak to people, whether it's legitimate conversation, trash-talking conversation, and finding out what's going on in the wonderful world of N1. We're more than happy to share.
And who do you want to give your special? Do you have any special thanks, shout-outs you want to give at this point? You can have a couple minutes for that as well.
Oh, for sure. Well, first and foremost, I got to give a shout-out to my mom, you know, because that's what you do when you raise properly. And my dad as well, my family, my kids who some of them, all of them actually support me really, really well in terms of what we're doing with life and with the brand and all of the things we're trying to do. My staff, which is a fantastic staff, They know that I really appreciate what they do because we're a small team, but we're a dedicated team. Why? Because we're dedicated to all things basketball. And everybody else who that we work with, they know that I appreciate everything that they do, and we definitely want to just continue to do the things that we're doing right now, and I'm looking forward to having some future conversations with you on your show as we continue to build our relationship on a personal level and our business relationship on a macro level.
Well, I definitely want to thank you, my friend, for being on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Lingerie Basketball League Draft Party. It's going to be exciting events and exciting announcements taking place. For that will be at the Premier Club in Hollywood. I'm excited to see that. I'm looking forward to bigger and better things from N1, from myself as well. So, Rob, I want to thank you once again from the bottom of my heart for being on the show. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.
I appreciate it. The thought for the week, you guys, is this. Spend time with those who see your value and let those go who don't, because in the end, you'll be rich in the eyes of those who want you. I mean, with that being said, I always encourage everyone to spend time with someone who has value and that has the same kind of visions, the same kind of goals, who feel that you are important as well. Don't waste time with negative energy. No one has time for that. I want to give a special, special shout out to my little angel, Tasia Pauline Farmer, who will be turning 11 years old tomorrow. Your daddy wants to tell you that he loves you, he misses you, looks for exciting growth. Your present is going to be in the mail today, FedEx tomorrow to you. Want to give a special shout-out to my mother. She's always a faithful listener, listens to my show every week, gives me comments, lets me know how much she appreciates the work that I do. To all our listeners, I want to thank you for listening once again. I want you guys to have a blessed Thursday. Have a blessed weekend. I look forward to our show next week. We're going to be out of here. Take it away, Voice America. Thank all of you. We're out of here until next week on The Comeback Show with Tony Farmer. So long, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to The Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.